Miss him. All you need is love. Boy, do we need more of that right now. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Malloy Show. I am Paul Malloy, along with my partner, Big Ed Davis. Thank you very much for being here on this Friday, November the 17th. In a few minutes, we are going to be talking with Laura Reese of the Heritage Foundation about what the Biden administration really means when it talks about money for border security. And it's not to stem the flow of illegal immigrants, by the way. So stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. And speaking of Biden, some experts are warning that the president's agreement with China to shut down fossil fuels spells nothing but trouble for America. So we're going to take a look at that as well. Hey, guess which car company is now going on Amazon to sell its new cars? We're going to tell you who it is and all about it. So stay tuned for that as well. And, Ed, you're going to like this one. In our ultimate top 10, the top 10 U.S. cities for adulterous behavior. So I'm kind of curious myself. We'll find out about that.
Clearwater, Florida in there.
We'll find out. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, I have never found a better place to get a haircut in my entire life than Andrew's Master Barbershop. They're located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. It's a great haircut at a great price. Call first for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And if you need any kind of tree work, I don't care if you want more trees, less trees, prune the trees, move the trees, whatever it is, if it has anything, including stump grinding, Arbor Life Tree Service. They are Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call Arbor Life for a free estimate, 727-330-1999.
Going to next week, you might need firewood. You know, I heard Thanksgiving Day is barely going to hit 60, I think.
It's going to be cold.
In the low 40s overnight.
You know, I kind of welcome colder weather. We've had so much hot weather around here. There's two things we've needed. Rain, which we're starting to get, and a little bit cooler weather. Kind of look forward to that. Here's some good news. You know, there's so much bad news going on. It's almost scary sometimes. Start out with some good news. Mortgage rates are falling for the third straight week, signaling a downward trend that some economists predict will continue. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is now 7.44%. Now, that's down from 7.5% the week prior, but it's still markedly higher than the 6.61% average during the same week last year. But we're going down, so that's good. The average rate on a 15-year note is now 6.76%. It had been 6.81% last week. So that's definitely good news. The year ago, the rate on a 15-year was 6.38%. Now, here's the chief economist for Freddie Mac. He says for the third straight week, mortgage rates went down as new data shows that the inflationary pressures are receding. The combination of continued economic strength, lower inflation, I don't think he means lower, he means that we're slowing the rate of inflation. If I still go down to the grocery store, everything isn't, I haven't noticed, have you, Ed? I don't think the prices are going down yet, are they? Maybe they're slowing down a little bit.
The only thing I noticed is packages are getting smaller.
Yeah, that's
been to keep the prices from going up.
Yeah, and that's been the trend for, would you say, a couple of years now?
Yeah, especially in fast food. And the people notice him pulling that Big Mac out, it's just not as big
anymore. It's no longer a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Is it a little Mac?
It's a junior Mac.
It's a junior Mac? Oh, no. Hey, Joe Biden better not read any more polls. He's going to be suicidal. A new national poll that was released 2 days ago shows Biden trailing all three of the GOP presidential candidates, Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. According to the survey, this is the Marquette Law School, my old alma mater, Trump has an advantage of 52% to 48% over Biden. DeSantis, 51% to 49%. And Nikki Haley, she does the best. She's got 55% to 45%. She's got a 10% lead. This is in keeping with all the other polls I've noticed. Nikki Haley, apparently, if you believe polls, has a better chance of whipping Biden than the others do. The trick is that Nikki can't whip Trump. And neither can Ron whip Trump, at least so far. Of course, you know what? There hasn't been one vote cast yet, right? In any of the primaries. According, the survey showed that Trump's edge over Biden has grown considerably since July, when the Marquette poll showed that the two were tied at that time at 50%. So now it's 52 to 48 for Trump. And while all three of the top Republican candidates lead Biden, Trump's the only guy who leads among independent voters. The other the independent voters haven't necessarily picked up on DeSantis or Haley, but they have with Trump. You notice Trump's also now got a higher rate with black voters.
Yes.
He's got a, not higher than Biden, but his rate has climbed noticeably. It's also climbed noticeably with Hispanic voters. So all this opening up the border that the Democrats want is not working.
No.
And I'm delighted. I am so delighted. Maybe the idiots that control the border will finally figure out that they're not going to get more votes.
Well, you have to see. You have to remember the Hispanics that are here illegally. I mean, here that are here legally are upset at the Hispanics that are getting here illegally.
Right.
Because those are the ones that we've been saying all along. We're saying, hey, how come they didn't have to get in line? How come they didn't have to go through the process? How come they didn't have to pay the money?
Nobody is more upset with illegal immigration than those that came here legally. And I wouldn't blame them. I really wouldn't blame them. All right, let's do this, Ed. Let's take our break. And when we come back, we're going to welcome back Laura Reese of the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about what the Biden administration really means when it talks about money for border security.
Fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. It's Friday already. Thank goodness it's Friday, right? Say, when President Biden is asking Congress for all this money for border security, he's asking for about almost $14 billion. Now, I think we could do an awful lot on border security if we had $14 billion that we spent on it. So we've got Laura Ries, who is the Director of Border Security and Immigration and the Immigration Center, the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Great Heritage Foundation. By the way, Laura has worked twice at the Department of Homeland Security on management and immigration policy, so she certainly knows what's going on with it. Laura, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back on.
No, it's always our pleasure. So when the left says, and Biden says, border security, do they really mean they're going to stem the flow?
No, they just want to process more illegal immigration and mass populations into the U.S. And they are looking to spend another $13.6 billion by giving it to the State Department, to DHS, which in turn give it to their radical NGO or non-governmental organization allies to make this happen, to receive the illegal aliens, to transport them, feed them, shelter them, and provide quote-unquote other wraparound services and benefits. And there's one site I want to commend your audience to, and that is Heritage's Oversight Project on Twitter or X, at Oversight PR. My colleague Mike Howell was just in Chicago this week on the 15th, mm-hmm. and he looked at the encampments in Chicago O'Hare Airport of illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And many of these NGOs in these buildings, these NGO representatives would not talk. They wouldn't say who runs the operations. There is zero transparency about this. And U.S. taxpayer money is going to these groups without any transparency. And now the White House is asking for another $13.6 billion to keep this going.
You know, I honestly don't know why they do this. I don't know what is in their heads. If they think that they're ingratiating themselves to the Hispanic community, I think they ought to think again. We were just talking before you came on that former President Trump's numbers with Hispanics are going up, and everybody knows he wants a secure border, and yet these Democrats are doing these kind. It's almost like they're intentionally trying to undermine our country.
But yeah, I think that is we have to conclude that now after nearly 3 years of this and no change, of course, by the administration. This is very intentional. We will soon be hearing that migration worldwide is a human right, that anyone should be able to go into any country, and that is a human right. And they will use many of those who they brought in the past almost 3 years to go vote, even though that's illegal. They will pay them to go vote.
Gosh.
And they, in addition to votes, they're counting on these heads being counted for census apportionment and then congressional district drawing. So, you know, California can have more illegitimate U.S. representatives, and other red states will have fewer.
Now, Laura, I know you've got over 20 years of experience when it comes to the border, and yet I think I just heard you say that the Democrats are actually almost trying to do things illegally to get voting out of some immigrants. Is that correct, that there are places where they would actually allow or turn their back or close their eyes to that kind of a thing?
Yes, I mean, there's evidence of such voter fraud, whether it's by American citizens or non-U.S. citizens. And remember, it's not just illegal aliens who can't vote. It's temporary visitors with visas and green card holders. None of them, under the law, can vote in federal elections. Plus, you have a number of cities and city councils voting to allow non-citizens, including illegal aliens, to vote in their local elections. This is the trend that the left is pursuing.
What is happening to our country? It's a nightmare. It's a bad dream that we have people in our country in positions of governmental power that are allowing people that have no right to vote to go and vote. I mean, you know, I was hoping that, for instance, everything that Donald Trump was saying about how, you know, all kinds of illegal voting was going on, this, that, and the other thing, and he wasn't the only one saying. I was watching and hearing some of that stuff, and then, Dinesh D'Souza, the videos of people stuffing all kinds of ballots. And I was thinking, they probably have it wrong. This is not really going on. But I'm beginning to worry that it really is.
Yeah, it is. There's evidence out there, and it's growing every day, of more ballot stuffing, people stealing ballots from people's mailboxes at their homes. The old-fashioned dead people voting. I mean, there's just dozens of ways that people cheat to get more votes.
Yeah, well, we've always had some. I mean, I come from Chicago, so I know a lot about the Walking Dead getting to the polls. But but these other things, I mean, the actual, a video of people, pulling out a bag of ballots and stuffing them down into some container. I mean, it's just scary. Do we not understand that? For instance, here on our show, we talked about the fact that we ought to get back to just same-day voting. You go to your precinct. Other than if you are, military and the way we used to do. And we never had a concern about the integrity of our vote. Now everybody's worried about it.
Well, and rightly so, because the different ways to cheat just grows. There's videos of, from 2020, they stopped counting the tally late at night in all the swing states. And out came suitcases of ballots.
Oh, my God.
Then the numbers drastically changed. There's videos of numbers dropping as votes are counted. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah.
It's just example after example. So, yes, this is going on. And, no, we shouldn't assume that the left isn't using illegal aliens and counting on millions who they just brought in to participate in this in 24.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to assume that and prevent it from happening.
You're absolutely right. We're talking with Laura Reese. She has a long history of knowledge of what's going on. She worked twice at the Department of Homeland Security on management and immigration policy, and she's currently the director of the Border Security and Immigration Center at the Great Heritage Foundation. Joe Biden wants almost $14 billion in what they call border security funding. So what, Laura, where will this money, let's say they get it, where will this money go exactly in your estimate?
So a lot of it would go to Department of Homeland Security. A lot of it will go to the State Department to keep that pipeline going of illegal aliens, receiving them as far south as Panama, allowing them to make appointments with the CBP Mobile One application, basically schedule their illegal immigration, and then in some cases fly directly into the U.S., even though they don't have a visa.
Really?
Yeah.
Fly directly in from other countries?
Yes. Yep. And this is what Secretary Mayorkas calls a quote-unquote lawful pathway. And it is not lawful. He doesn't have the constitutional authority to do this. Only Congress can create immigration benefits. But this administration has shown time and time again that they just don't care about the law. They ignore it. They make up their own rules. And that's just how they're operating right now.
Yeah.
So this money will go to multiple departments to just continue what they've been doing and accelerate it. And that's why it's important that members in Congress don't fall for this border trap, just because the White House calls this money, quote unquote, border security. It is the exact opposite. It's more insecurity. It's more millions coming to the U.S., which we simply cannot take. New York City is now cutting education and police budgets. because of what they've had to spend to house and feed illegal aliens brought there. And frankly, those are relatively small numbers compared to what Texas and the U.S. has received in the past almost 3 years.
How many, I know you don't know the obviously the number for sure, but how, what is your estimate of the number of illegal immigrants currently in our country?
Well, pre-Biden, the number that had been cited for years and years and years was 11 million.
Yeah.
And the fact that it never changed was highly questionable. So another study, MIT, had reported in 2019 that really it's probably up closer to 21 or so million. And again, that's pre-Biden. And now during Biden, we have, we're at about over 9 million illegal aliens encountered, plus, you know, including the gotaways, the 1.6 million gotaways. And most of those that CBP encountered have been allowed into the U.S. because the Biden administration is not deporting generally and simply not enforcing the law. So let's just say 11 million pre-Biden was accurate. I'd say tack on probably another 7 million.
Oh boy.
But really, I tend to agree with the MIT study that pre-Biden, it was probably closer to 20 million.
Oh my goodness.
And then again, tack on another approximately 7 million.
Oh, my goodness. So we're almost talking 28 million people. If we go with those numbers, if I'm not misunderstanding you. So, Laura, what can Congress do? Can they just stop the funding? Can they turn down this request? Why can't the House? I know that the executive branch, you know, the president is responsible for border security, but the House is responsible for funding anything. Can't they figure out a way of forcing the money to be spent for border security, like building the walls, increasing the policing of the border, whatever? Can't they do that?
Yes, and that is the tool that Congress has, because Congress can pass more policy laws, but as I said earlier, the Biden administration is just going to ignore it. They cannot ignore running out of money. And so it is critical that Congress defund the NGOs that are carrying the open border agenda out for the Biden administration, and specifically direct that any money given to CBP, and a lot more money needs to go to ICE, but Congress needs to specify that money is to secure the border, not process people in, and to find national security threats. That's our number one concern right now, already in the U.S., and to detain them. And,
yes.
And Biden recently admitted that now he has to build a section of the border wall because Congress so directed money be spent for that back in the FY fiscal year 2019 spending bill. So Congress needs to do that again. It can't just, you know, lob money over to DHS without directions. It needs to specify, because this administration has turned ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, into yet another social services agency. They are not enforcing the law, and Congress needs to be very specific about what the money can or cannot be used for.
I hope the Republicans do that. If they would only force that issue and say, look, this money has to go directly to building this, and this amount has to go directly to personnel that will enforce this, you know what I mean, that kind of a thing. It's almost like Republicans, I don't know what it is. Can't they all agree on something like that? Do you think that there's an issue with Republicans, Laura?
I think they have, for so many years, just kept doing the easy route, whether it's another continuing resolution or just throw more money at something. I mean, it's easy. Unfortunately, it's the lazy route. And right now, we need a little more elbow grease, let's say, by Congress, and more attention to detail, which they're just not used to doing. And then, you know, that's on top of they haven't passed an immigration bill, a serious one in decades.
Yes.
They can't come to agreement unfortunately, some just want to campaign on it but not actually solve the problem.
I think you're right. I just was hoping so much that they would bring a bill of impeachment against Mayorkas, the Homeland Security.
They may still.
If anybody deserves a bill of impeachment, I think it's Mayorkas.
Absolutely. He absolutely warrants it. The resolution by Marjorie Taylor Greene was referred to, interestingly, the Committee on Homeland Security, not the Committee on Judiciary.
Oh.
And Committee on Homeland Security is chaired by Mark Green, who's done an excellent job on getting the Secure the Border Act passed, as well as thoroughly investigating Mayorkas and DHS. Hopefully then he's got one more report to issue, and then he's going to give a recommendation.
We hope that
recommendation is to impeach, and that then he follows up with the actual impeachment.
Normally, when you refer some bill to committee, it's where it goes to die. So I am so hopeful that you are correct. Laura, God bless you for doing what you do. Keep up the good work on this, will you? We need you so much. And thank you for coming back on with us.
Oh, sure. Happy to do it. Thank you.
All right, Laura. Laura Reese. Boy, we need more people like her. And she knows what she's talking about. She has like 25 years of experience at the Department of Homeland Security. Okay, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, guess which car company is going to start selling its new cars on Amazon? We're going to let you know.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
It's Friday, TGIF. Hey, a New York judge, by the way, has lifted the gag order that was imposed on Donald Trump in the civil fraud trial in New York. And that gag order stemmed from a State Attorney General Letitia James lawsuit against he and the Trump Organization. Citing concerns over free speech, an appeals court judge, his name is David Friedman, has issued a stay on the order. He issued it yesterday, which was put in place by the presiding judge in this trial, Arthur Engoron. So I think that's kind of good news. Engoron, who was overseeing Trump's trial, imposed a partial gag order to block all parties from making derogatory statements about his court staff. He fined Trump $3,000 for violating the order, and did so again a second time a little bit later. Both of these fines were last month. So there you go. Maybe somehow some freedom of speech is going to be allowed. We've got our buddy, Master Barber Andrew Ceresi, with us. And Andrew, Maybe Trump is going to weasel his way out of this this case. What do you think?
Well, he's going to weasel his way out of all these cases because they're nothing but a bunch of garbage, and everybody knows it. You got a garbage judge. He just got shut up, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it's good.
Of course it's good. I told you, Trump is going to go all the way.
Yeah.
No question. Let me ask you a question because, you know, I was listening to this woman you were talking to about all the voter fraud.
Yes.
Now, do you still believe the 2020 election was not rigged?
Oh, I know there was voter fraud, Andrew, and I've always agreed with that. I did not know whether or not there was enough to overturn. I've never known for sure. But the more I listen to people, the more I think there was.
Let me just answer it that way. You should have listened to me right from the beginning, and you wouldn't have had to wonder all this time.
I guess I wouldn't.
Yeah, but it's atrocious. It's atrocious, everything that's going on.
It's scary. It's depressing. It's so raw. It's a nightmare that we have to worry about. We got to return voting to the precincts on the day of the election. I don't care, even in Florida. I want everybody to get up, go to the poll on the day of the election, vote. Now, if you're a military, absolutely you have the right to send in your ballot. If you're, homebound or whatever it is, there are certain, you know, people that can't make it physically. We can figure that out.
You know, Paul, what they ought to do, they ought to make it a national holiday. And you have the whole day off for voting in this country. It used to be, I remember when I was a kid in school, the factories would let the people go vote during the day, everything.
I agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
And today, forget about it. Mail it in. But you know what? Everything that they have done with their voting and cheating and putting all these scumbags in office, okay, all they have done is look at New York, look at Chicago. Let me tell you something. When I see these people climbing poles, taking the American flag down and burning it and putting up their Palestinian flags, you know what that's telling me? We just got beat.
Yeah. It's terrible. Did you notice there was some 300,000 demonstrators in support of Israel that marched in Washington, and there was no trouble? Then you get all these people wandering over to the D.C. headquarters, not, you know, several thousand or whatever, and five policemen get injured.
That's right. And you know what else, Paul? There were 300,000 people in Washington protesting, right?
Yes.
And granted, it was spotless. It was not a problem. But you know what? I guarantee you those 300,000 people all go vote Democrat again.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping not.
And in fact, I'm going to tell you, I think that the Jewish vote is going Republican.
Well, it should.
It's going to.
It should have gone Republican a long time ago.
I agree with you.
They've caused this.
I agree. I've always wondered why Jewish people voted Democratic. I've always wondered. Because it's the Republicans that believe in allowing people, like Jewish people, the freedom. You know, especially, Jewish people are hardworking people. Hardworking people believe in free enterprise.
But you know what, Paul? The American Jews are a lot different than the Israeli Jews.
Yes.
And their way of thinking.
There are
two different ways of thinking. That's why I don't understand it. You see all your ancestry, where it came from, what has happened. I mean, these people have been put down since the day the earth has been going, I believe.
Yes, they have.
Okay?
Yes,
they have. The blacks say that they were restricted. Nobody has been through what the Jewish people have been through in life.
Absolutely
and
right.
Yet, they need to stand up now and stand up for what's right. Every American does.
Now, remember that the polls show about 75% of the country is backing the Israelis and the Jews in this conflict. So all we are seeing, we're seeing the other 25%, the vocal, loudmouthed other part, the minority part, jumping around and doing what they're doing.
And look at how Hamas was with the hospital underground. They thought it's a safe zone. Look at the Israelis have been in there. Look at the ammunition they've been tearing up out of this hospital.
They're actually literally hiding guns behind hospital beds.
That's right. It's amazing. And they think they're going to be protected. Well, you know, there comes a point when what's got to go has got to go. You better get the people out of that hospital because it's going down.
I want to get your thoughts on the following story. U.S. energy experts are warning of the economic and national security implications of Biden's agreement with China this week to move towards shutting down fossil fuel production in favor of green energy. Can you believe that we should take China at its word that it's going to work towards green energy? Are you kidding me?
China's not going to do nothing, what you say.
Absolutely no desire to shut down fossil fuel when it comes to their country.
Listen, Paul, we got a moron for a president. And look at what he did yesterday, too. Didn't he endorse Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Like I said, did you recall that one, didn't you?
Yes, I saw that. He was trying to make a joke, but he said, this is a great governor, and I don't remember exactly how he put it.
Paul,
but, yeah.
Like I said, I told you last week, Gavin Newsom went to China because he wants the Chinese money to back him for president. That's why he invited him to San Francisco, and then they bring the moron there, too, to put the final endorsement in.
So he's looking for Chinese money?
Of course.
Okay. I know he's running. I mean, listen, what do you think about Joe Manchin? He's all but running. He's all but running. You know he's all but running. He is running, and he's going to apparently run as an independent.
I wish they'd keep running right out of the country. Run. Keep running. Get the heck out of here.
Oh, your good friend. But speaking about that, before I forget, I got to say this. Barbara Streisand says that if Trump is reelected, she's leaving.
Yeah, so is Whoopi
Goldberg. Let her go.
Whoopi Goldberg was supposed to leave 10 years ago.
Could we put them both on a plane and send them to, let's see, how about Iran? They'd like Iran, wouldn't they?
I can't believe Barbara Streisand. She was a scumbag since I was a kid.
You know, Joe,
I never liked her. They can keep her voice, too.
I liked her voice.
Joe Manchin's going to get so few votes, he's not even going to get the free T-shirt out of it.
Really? You think?
That's it. They probably won't even validate his ticket for him for parking.
I don't.
Listen,
go ahead.
It's got to be one of the two. One of the two have got to get in the office of president. Donald Trump, number one. Ron DeSantis, number two. And it's too bad those two morons couldn't get their heads together.
And work together?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
If they could work together, they'd turn this country around.
But here's the thing. I think that Ron DeSantis could do more if Trump is elected president. He could do more staying governor as Florida than he could
Vice president. Vice president don't do nothing. They don't do anything.
Well, Kamala Harris proved that. I mean, you can be stuck on stupid all day long and still be there.
You can bet your bottom dollar that that's never going to happen. These two, Trump would never want DeSantis, and it wouldn't make sense anyway. I think Tim Scott is a good possibility. It will not be Nikki. I'm talking about vice president, of course, for Trump. I think, in fact, I think Tim Scott would be a good possibility even for DeSantis if DeSantis were to win.
I tell you, I still got to go with Kristi Noem with Trump.
Kristi Noem would get very good. Yes, I agree.
She would get every suburban housewife in this country.
Yes, yes. You know, you make an excellent point. Kristi Noem would compliment Donald Trump. You're right about that.
Do women still have that opinion of Trump that they hate him? Because of the bad press that he had?
That's the one.
Because I heard that garbage yesterday that, Trump is still, women hate him.
That is the one group. Although suburban women, I think I read that suburban women are actually coming up for Trump. In other words, the numbers are coming higher for suburban women.
Nothing ever came of that. Nothing ever came of that. The whole Stormy Daniels thing, whatever. Something like we didn't have a president that had a little fling with a lady here and there. I mean,
Biden.
They all did.
Yeah, I was going to say Biden cannot go pointing at anybody else when it comes to that kind of thing. That is absolutely sure.
Biden just sniffs people.
Yeah, you're right. He likes to sniff hair.
He does.
And sometimes the hair he's sniffing is women's hair.
I tell you what, I got a few customers who come in and sniff their hair.
as soon as he's done for the White House, he's gonna have a little. He's gonna go to Hunter, get him a secret laptop, and go to one of those sites 1-800-SNIFFERS or something like that. Go on one of those sites there, you know.
So, let me ask you a final question here, Andrew. Is Joe Biden actually going to be the Democratic nominee next year?
No.
I don't think so.
No way. He'll be embalmed by then.
I think he's...
Wait. He's already embalmed. That doesn't mean he's dead, but he's... I watched him with President Xi. He's embalmed. Go ahead.
Oh, what a joke that was.
I think it's going to be some sort of a handoff, if you want to call it. Like a coach retiring and the assistant being endorsed, or the head coach endorsed. Yeah. Something to the effect that Biden may come out and say, you know, listen, I don't have the energy to do this or whatever. I want to spend more time with Jill. And
Despite the fact she doesn't want me to.
This is a great guy here, Gavin Newsom. This is the guy that's going to run unopposed.
Yeah. I think you may be right.
You know what's going to happen with that, don't you?
What?
Kamala Harris is a black woman and the vice president. No. If Biden, he sits there and backs Gavin Newsom, every black woman is going to go nuts in this country and throw him under the bus.
If you think Newsom and Kamala Harris have the same thing in common, they both look the part, but they're just until they open their mouths.
They're both dumber than a box of rocks.
I don't think... I think what Andrew is saying is closer to we're going to back away, and I do think Gavin Newsom is the one. And I think that they would rather, you know, more Democrats are against having Kamala Harris run than Republicans.
But do you don't think the black people are going to go crazy saying, hey, look at this guy's putting a white guy in there when it's supposed to be this black woman?
I think no matter what race you are, you can see that Kamala Harris would not be a good president.
Yeah, I think they even the black folk decided to count.
You guys forget what you're dealing with, the other 50% that voted for Biden.
Well, and don't forget all the things Obama did not do for the black vote.
More blacks are looking at Trump, that's for sure. Anyway, Andrew. I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy. I just wanted to say in closing that, Andrew, you're not only the master barber, you're also the master caretaker. You've been taking care... No, really. You have been taking care of several... veterans, you have been personally taking care of them physically, their needs when it comes to making sure they're okay and looking in on them. And I just want a tip of the hat to you on that.
Paul, I thank you for that, and I just believe it's my calling.
It is.
God puts me there, and I don't ask questions about it. I just take care of the business.
So I'm going to call you not only the master barber, but I'm going to call you, if you don't mind, the master caretaker as well.
You got it, buddy. All right. I'm proud of that.
Thanks.
You guys have a good weekend.
And the same to you. Okay.
See
you. All right. There he goes. The master caretaker. All right. Let's take our break. When we come back, wait till you hear this one. The top 10 U.S. cities for adulterous behavior.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works on a Friday, and thank you so very much for listening. We so deeply appreciate your loyalty. By the way, Freedom Works comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tan Talk Radio Network. But if you cannot listen to us live, thanks to the wonderful, fabulous Big Ed, all our shows are on tape, on podcast, and all you've got to do, go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Ed's got, click on the podcast button, Ed's got all the shows there, the most recent show at the top, you'll see who the guest is, you'll see what the topic is with the guest, and you'll see the top 10, OurFreedomWorks.com. All right, so guess which car company is going to go on Amazon next year to allow you to buy new cars from them. Do you know who it is, Ed?
Is it an American company?
No.
No.
Well, they've got...
sure, they got plants
here. They got plants here, yes.
You know, something small like Volvo.
That's a good guess, but it's not right. Mm-hmm. Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai, the South Korean automaker, announced yesterday that they're going to go on Amazon starting next year, and they will be selling new vehicles on the platform. So, now, what do you do? Do you look at the car?
Yeah.
You know, and look. Okay, I'm going to get want the red Hyundai whatever model it is, and two door, and this.
And what about them dropping it off? Does the driver just pull it up to the back
That's
door?
That's a good question.
Take a photo of it next to your house and then leave.
Well, here's what it says: the companies, Amazon and Hyundai, said that the arrangement allows customers to purchase a new car on Amazon from a local dealership. From a local dealership. Uh-huh. And then either pick it up or have it delivered. So that's how it works. Yeah. So I guess you go on Amazon first and you kind of pick out the car you want. So, and then somehow that connects with one of the dealerships in your area.
So long to the car salesman.
Exactly. Car salesmen have to be worried about this. Prospective buyers will be able to search on Amazon's website for available vehicles in their area by model, color, and features, and then complete the process using their chosen payment and financing options. So there you go. All right. So, Ed, before we get to our top 10, who are our Buccaneers playing this weekend in football?
They're in San Francisco this weekend at 4 o'clock.
I'm saying because it doesn't sound good to me. What do you think?
Yeah, we're not going to build our Sunday around football at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
We'll keep an eye on it, and as soon as it gets out of hand, we'll do something like get a root canal or whatever.
Well, you never know. Yeah. Maybe we'll do well.
Yeah.
We've got to keep our fingers crossed. All right, my friend, it is time for our top 10. Now, this is... I got to kind of introduce this one. This is the top 10 American cities for adulterous behavior. And it comes from an organization called Ashley Madison, which I had not... You know about Ashley Madison.
I do.
Okay. Well, I was just going to read about it because I honestly didn't know much about it. I'd heard the name.
They blew a lot of whistles on people.
Well, controversial online dating service, Ashley Madison, which caters to married people.
Yep.
Married people. And uses the slogan, quote, "Life is short. Have an affair."
Yep.
Okay. They examined where members reside to determine hot spots across the world when it comes to adulterous behavior.
And I believe one of their main words was discreet.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
Well, so here are the top 10 cities across America where the most Ashley Madison accounts are based, okay? So it's going to be the most Ashley Madison.
By the way, I got to renew mine. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I got to look up Ashley Madison. All right, here we go. Number 10. Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can kind of understand Pittsburgh. Yeah. All right, number 9. Buffalo, New York. So far, we're talking about some cold weather cities.
Yeah. Probably a factor in it.
Do men like to, or women also like to sneak around anyway. Here's another one that's cold. Number 8.
St. Paul.
Mm.
Yeah, these are all cold. Number seven. Right next door, Minneapolis.
Well, these are people that don't get out much, obviously.
I guess.
Yeah.
They get out for this.
I don't think Miami Beach is going to be on there.
Well, they get out for this. Well,
okay.
Well, we'll see. Number six. A little warmer, Cincinnati.
Not much.
Not much, but a little bit, right? This one's going to surprise you, Ed. Maybe not. Number five. Tampa. Tampa.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to do in Tampa, so you can look at it the other way.
I guess.
Some places there's nothing to do but call Ashley Madison.
Because of the good weather, I guess you can sneak around a lot easier
and then
with
the
somebody,
other
right?
You need all the nice weather and things to do. You need a companion.
There you go. Number four. And I'm not surprised. I would have thought this one might have been number one. Las Vegas.
Well, there's another service in Vegas, I think.
There is. But, I mean, you know.
Okay.
You mean you can gamble and you can have fun, you know, with somebody else's wife or whatever, or husband, you know. All right. Number three, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Big city, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of why Atlanta would be a place, but... No more reason, I guess, than any other place. Number two, Orlando. It isn't just Disney World that people come to Orlando for.
Well, I mean, Orlando is really, really grown.
Oh,
since,
yeah.
You know,
it's much more than Disney World. I'd just be
no longer orange
funny
groves,
about it.
You know?
What?
I remember when we were kids, when we would drive from Brooksville to
Orlando was oranges.
Orlando was nothing but
oranges.
Groves. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So,
a lot more going on now.
Yeah.
And it ain't just Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. Where do you think is the number one city where there is more hanky-panky possibly?
Well, I think you let the cat out of the bag when I said Miami Beach.
No, I didn't.
No?
I didn't try to let the cat out of the bag. I was referring, well.
How about New Orleans?
That's a good guess.
Mm.
You want to try another one? Because
that's not it?
No.
Hollywood? I don't know.
Now, Hollywood probably by itself, if they considered it a major city, I guess, would be.
Okay, well.
It is Miami.
It is Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Why didn't you say so?
Huh?
Well, why didn't you say ding, ding, ding?
Because I just wanted to throw you off the trail a little bit. I didn't want it to be so doggone easy. Miami itself is the number one city where apparently there are more Ashley Madison accounts, I guess, per capita, or whatever that is.
Okay.
So is Ashley Madison, I'm very serious, Ashley Madison is a dating service,
I just remember.
I got to look it up.
I remember something about the database got broken into, and they were worried about certain people getting busted.
Yes, I kind of do remember that story some time ago. All right, thank you so very much. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. Remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan, Israel.